Recording.
I was too, somehow. I surprised myself a little bit there. My cadence was off. It was not cool.
So, Ian, now that the game's over and half our team is promptly infected with something, I'm sure.
Yes.
Twitter told me that apparently when the Ravens were flying in last night.
Yes.
They were told that they had another player and another coach test positive.
Yes.
But don't worry. Even though they practiced together, clearly this was not enough to cause another outbreak.
100% to ruin the Steelers season.
Yes, that's my firm belief.
I know
at this
point. He's probably gone off, but I seem to remember you shouting some sort of outrage and what sounded like a conspiracy theory last show. Yeah. And Samurai said that you were full of poop, and it turns out that you were somehow for once not full of poop.
I have a feeling that when this Buffalo game is going to roll around, and we're going to have 7 players on the roster who are not on the COVID list.
Possibly, yes.
Everybody else will have COVID.
That seems dramatic, but not impossible now that I've seen.
Well, I mean, if we're going to have to start our backup quarterbacks, and they suck.
Well, they do.
So, I mean, if that happens, we're doomed.
Yeah. I mean, not doomed.
Well, doomed as far as...
I don't think you can be doomed at 11-1.
Well, but doomed
like
as far as...
you're getting a playoff spot.
The chance of that perfect season.
Oh, yeah, that's doomed. Whatever. That's no big deal. I saw how well that treated the Patriots. And they cheat, so no one can have a perfect season, Craig.
Was that the year that dude caught the ball on the top of his helmet? Was that season?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, it was. Wait, why does Samurai think that Pittsburgh has their bye week? Didn't they have to squander their bye week when Tennessee cheated them out of a game with COVID?
Yeah, we lost our bye week already.
Yeah, that's gone. That was gone week 2 or 3.
We conveniently got like a 2-day-long bye week when they told us on like Thursday we weren't playing on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, the fix is in. They got to promote last year's MVP, Perrondiak.
Yeah, that's
right.
My whole
that
complaint, Perrondiak. Yes, the fact that they made the Broncos play with no quarterbacks on their roster, but somehow we got to reschedule the Ravens game 4 times to try to make it happen is ludicrous. That is not, you know, equal treatment of all teams in the NFL. I felt really bad for the Broncos. That was stupid. Anyway, we ready to roll? 9:03 in the PMs.
Oh, it's after 9. Yeah,
it's
sure.
Time for perspective.
Well past 9.
Well
past.
I shovel well. God has
yes,
given me
donkey
a gift.
Teeth, I'm feeling okay. I think I was poisoned earlier in the day, but I feel like I've recovered. Thanks for
Taco
asking.
Taco Bell again?
No, I don't know. Kelly cooked me lunch. I don't know if I ate something sketchy for breakfast, or maybe my milk was closer to turning than I expected. I don't know. I shouldn't have had dairy at all. But
good Lord, a 2-hour Masked Singer. I won't be able to handle the excitement.
Hey,
just for my own amusement, I had to send a message to our friend Joe Sposto.
Yeah.
Because he kept mispronouncing macarons as macaroons and when he was talking about Mandalorian. And I'm like, stop it. Get your cookies right. It's driving me crazy.
Oh, right. Like he thought it was the gross kind of coconut things.
Yes. They kept saying that Baby Yoda was eating macaroons. And I'm like, no.
Yeah. You're not wrong on this one. Yeah. You're usually wrong, but not this one.
That's true. All right, here we go. It's Tricky to Rock Around. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 270th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the Woolly One. You can call me Craig. We got KS72. That's Ray. Stinky Beat 15. He's Ian. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is the week of December 2nd to the 9th in the year of our COVID. Someday it'll end. Someday this year will end. Or it may not. It might be December 31st.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, that
forever.
Seems unlikely.
If Eon the Terrible manages to stop Baby Christmas or Baby New Year. Then it'll be December 31st forever. Look it up, kids. All right, in your 5-day 4-star crit! On the Titans. On the 11th, on the 28th of November. This is Bruce's dad imitation there for a minute. You had Carolina Dean.
Yeah.
Ian, do you have her? I've honestly forgotten.
I do. I do, not in any significant capacity. Let me check.
I don't know if I'm wrong on this, but I now dislike her more.
Why?
I did not have a fun time fighting Cloak and Dagger. I fired off her blue, not knowing what it did, sat there and watched the game play itself for a while, and then I'm like, all right, that was dumb. Got back in, started doing some stuff, not thinking, fired the blue again, nearly rage quit. I mean, her blue might be useful in some spaces, but when you're fighting one-on-one and you don't have any, I'm just like trying to fire powers before Cloak and Dagger annihilate me with all those light daggers.
That is something I also was unprepared for. So one, I've got her at a 3-3-1 level 70.
Right.
And that's not getting anything done anytime fast. Because I was a little optimistic because Cloak and Dagger have like 4 hit points, but she does 1 damage.
Right.
So, and yeah, here all this time, I've been, you know, collecting yellow and throwing light daggers. Apparently, all you need to do is get 3 purple and loop pocket dimension, and she just automatically throws light daggers all day, and you get defeated instantly. I didn't know what was happening. They were doing pocket dimensions. Carolina kept dying. I also accidentally used blue and got confused. I used yellow and got confused. And then, I did like 100 points of damage with green, and I was like, yeah, I'll try again next week.
All right, then. On the starting tomorrow, we've got Nico.
Right.
Neko Wafers versus Caitlin Alley?
Yeah, the 4-star Hawkeye girl?
Yeah.
That sounds likely.
Yeah, I don't think Nico's going to have too much of a problem. I mean, Kate's dangerous, but Nico's
pretty useful.
My goodness,
does she put out, when she is boosted, unbelievable amounts of damage with her blue and black. I was really impressed. Still, you know, costly and slow, but proportional damage. I was like, wowie. But yeah, Nico could get it done. I don't know.
She has a costly stun, so I think that'll do it.
Hey, you guys actually have a comparable build for once.
That is true.
Yeah, look at that.
Both with the 3-5-5.
Woo! You could champ her, Ian.
I could. I don't know if I feel like shelling out the ISO.
Yeah.
Because then I got the next guy, and it's in the same situation. But we'll see. If I could get it done without championing Nico, I will.
Sure.
Yeah, because coming up on the 8th, then, is Captain Don't Go, Nova.
You'll have plenty of time to win with him. He's up against Sam Wilson.
Oh, good lord.
Yeah.
You should be able to kill Falcon like 64 times before you even notice. Just point your finger guns at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nova's pretty Nova's solid. Strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not even a fight. Jeez, that's an easy winner. All right, very good. In your story events, it's you got to fight for your right to Wakanda.
Hmm.
That's get you a Hulk, a Polaris, and a Ghost Pool, some Ghost Pool shards. Placement is Negasonic and some Samurai Dreams shards. Followed up by Lost in Time, Thor, Negasonic, those Samurai Dreams. Placement is insert new character here, and some Hope the Wasp shards. And then you'll have your introducing insert new character here. The Back to Life season's still going. That'll get you Avenging Angel is running. That'll get you Angel, Cloak, and Dagger. Placement is Scott! And some Onslaught shards. So, Ian, remember that clue from last week?
No, not at all.
Yeah, it's I didn't either, but apparently it was something about being stubborn and something.
Yeah, stubborn
passionate,
and determined.
I believe.
Passionate and determined?
Yeah, so apparently that translated into Scorpion.
Oh, okay.
Kind of down with Scorpion. Like, he's,
I don't hate him. Isn't that just some dude that J.J. Jameson bought him a suit and said, go wreck stuff?
That's how I remember him.
I know he's a spider villain. I don't.
Yeah. J.J. bought him some armor and said, go be a menace. Lure out the Spider-Man. Hit him with your tail or something. I don't know.
This description here says that he was genetically modified.
Oh, sure.
Non-genomodified, whatever that commercial sells me.
He's a Triscuit?
Except the opposite, is he was totally genetically modified.
Okay.
All right, so he is a green, red, purple. 4-star variety. The green power, acid spray for 7 green. Increase the strength of up to 3 friendly strike tiles and reduce the strength of up to 3 enemy protect tiles. Then do damage to the enemy team. None of these is a lot. It's starting out at 17, raised by 17, lower by 17, and 204 AoE. When you get up to level 5, that's doing 7 friendly strike tiles by 76 and reducing 7 enemy tiles by that same 17, but doing almost 1,000 AoE. So that could add up. It's interesting. Anyway. His red is a passive. It's called Adrenaline Surge. The first time the enemy team fires a power each turn, gain a purple, and create a red strike tile.
Okay.
When you get up to level 5, you're getting 2 purple AP and creating strength 192 strike tiles, which, you know, then you can boof up with your acid spray. Don't look up boof up. And then for 10 purple, add a sting and claw. Didn't mean to say those words, but what are you going to do? Deal 3 hits of damage. If it astounds the target, gain 5 purple.
Interesting.
Up at level 5, it's deal 1,000 damage to each hit, and you get to gain back 9 purple if this damages the enemy. So, again, it's one of those powers that gives you multiple attacks. It's going to work well with Okoye.
Interesting. And
so you can spend 10 purple to get 9 back.
Okay.
That seems pretty good.
Yeah, that seems pretty strong. I mean, you have to take them down.
Yeah. So it's all about timing when you fire that power, but
right,
you almost effectively get it, you know, 2 for the price of 1. It's a BOGO. So I don't know. Interesting. I mean, I'm sure you're going to, you know, you'll team him up with, I don't know, probably Polaris. Could put him on Gritty Kitty.
I mean, special tiles, so those two seem obvious, but.
Yeah. Like I said, Okoye could really pump up that those multi-attacks.
Sure. I don't know. He looks interesting. I like more spider villains. I like more villains, so.
Yeah, more villains is always good. I mean, I would prefer Electro or Rhino.
Oh, he has affiliation with the Sinister Six. That's cool.
Yeah. Maybe we can get the rest of them. That'd be exciting. So there you go. That is Scorpion. Scorpion and Foes, that's going to start on the 6th, run through the 11th. In that vault is Scorpion, Valkyrie, and a random 4-star. The Introducing Scorpion is going to run the 3rd through the 10th. As we said, he's showing up as a reward in Lost in Time. That's running the 3rd to the 7th. He's going to be featured in Deadpool versus MPQ as a progression reward. That's going to run the 6th to the 11th. His Welcome to Shield, also running the 6th to the 11th. And you'll get tokens to the Scorpion and Foes vault there. His Versus tournament is called Sting Theory. I like that one.
Oh, sorry, that was nerdy.
Yeah, that's one of the 6th to the 9th as well. So there you go. Classic Spider-Man villain, Scorpion. Someday we'll get the rest of the match. I got nothing else really for Newsland except you. You guys, I don't know if you've already covered this on your other show, but have you heard these stories from this crackpot guy who used to own Overstock?
What's Overstock? .com?
Overstock.com, yeah.
No, is he a guy?
Yeah, so apparently the guy who used to own Overstock.com, apparently in the, I didn't get to get all the whole story, but anyway, right now he claims that he has personally hired a group of, white hat hackers, and he has 100% definitive proof that the Dominion voting machines were all hacked. He hasn't, you know, shown anybody any of this evidence, but he's got it. He's had it for weeks. I'm like, well, if you have this evidence, why wouldn't you have given it to people weeks ago? So yeah, I'm assuming he's just some crazy crackpot.
Is he affiliated
with... he hangs out with John McAfee.
Yeah, is he affiliated with the MyPillow guy?
No, that guy just does a bunch of crack.
Wow.
Hey, that's the history of the MyPillow guy. What do you want me to tell you? Yeah, I don't know. He's got this stuff, but I started looking into this guy because I had no idea who he was. And apparently at one point he was investigated because he was dating a Russian spy or something. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, I don't know what's going on with this guy. He sounds Looney Tunes. So
nope. That is not something
if that had come up last night or not, because I'm like, what is going on with this guy?
Anyway. Is he affiliated with Rusty Shackleford?
That's right. And that's all the news I got.
is what Samurai said, is that verifiable? Is that, or was that just a thing? Like, is that just a joke? Like,
I don't know. Yeah. I don't. It's in all caps. I suspect that makes it truer.
I don't know who Marina Butina is.
Maria Butina?
Google it.
She was the Russian girl who tried to, use her sex appeal to get to the top of the...
The NRA?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh. the Russian spy who infiltrated the NRA.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that's the Russian spy he was tied to.
Yeah!
I got you. I said, I just very briefly looked into him and I said, what the what now? And I just closed it down. I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Well, there's only one new character, and Craig's like, so I read some headlines. I can't verify anything or give you any details, but I did skim Reddit earlier.
So, did you guys see this headline? I was like, ha, ha, ha.
Oh, no, don't do that. I hate that bit.
That is the worst bit. Might be the worst bit ever in Saturday Night Live.
It's very
close
likely.
To the top.
Yeah.
Between that one and we're going to make up songs as we go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boy, those two bits are hot garbage.
That is the winner.
Yeah, Garth and Kat is real bad, but I think Nicholas Fane is less funny somehow.
Boy, they are both really, really bad. Really, really bad.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Well, if you got no more news.
Negative.
Hey, the borough budget's going to get passed on Monday if you'd like to call in on Monday to voice comments. We got a bunch of people calling in because they want us to defund the police some more.
Oh, that's more so?
Well, they proposed lowering the amount of officers from 62 to 58. And the people who complained said, no, thank you. That is not enough. We would like you to take $2 million out of the police budget and spend it on healthcare issues. So take away more things.
I would need to see the budget, and I would need to know what the current budget is and what the proposed budget is.
The police budget is about $11 million.
Okay.
So they would like it to go down to 9.
I don't understand this at all, because the defund the police movement isn't about firing the police. It's about making it so that they don't spend money on, you know, wartime weapons and tanks and, you know, things like that. Maybe I'm getting it all wrong. I don't know.
I think it's again, not firing the police, but I think it's supposed to be a blend of both. I think they are suggesting that perhaps, and just perhaps, $11 million is more than enough. And if we took some of those dollars to fund other programs,
right,
that we could benefit in some way. But I don't know anything about economics. I'm not the guy to ask.
I'm just saying I didn't think that it was supposed to just come out of salaries.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. I don't think so either. I would like to think that you could just keep the number of police officers you've had and do less frivolous things, and they could just make up the difference with civil forfeiture.
I know when I used to work, when I first started working at the borough, I think we had 65 officers. So now we're down to having, like I said, 62 on the thing, and it's being proposed to cut that to 58. So we'll be down already 7 people in the past decade. So it has been going down already.
I don't know. I don't think it's a major problem where we live, so I'm not overly concerned about it.
Yeah, so that should be the big topic Monday night.
That's true.
Police
State
budget.
College has almost no minorities and tons of money. I don't think it's a big issue there. I've lived there. I know what it's all about. Maybe you don't need 62 people to keep kids from rioting.
Like 2-3 times a year you do, but...
Yeah, you do.
2-3 times a year we need to call in the state police and say, help us! oh, well.
Yeah, let's...
All right, let's go to the top three for the top three. Okay. Ian, what's our category this week?
Oh, boy. Oh, I do remember. I wrote stuff down. I made notes. It's pinball tables. Top three favorite pinball tables. This should be an interesting mix, because I feel like this list was difficult for all three of us. Craig and I, for two very different reasons than Ray.
Very true.
Making this list over made me so sad about the summer.
Oh, man. I don't think about it too. It took me like 2 weeks before I could tell my wife. Man, Replay FX getting sold.
Yeah.
And going out of business.
Yeah, the research of this got me to an honorable mention of something that I really, really, really wanted to play.
Mm. I couldn't even get to honorable mentions, because apart from the ones on this list, like every game I've ever played since like 1992 is an honorable mention.
Hmm.
But
I think Ray should go first.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. So you might see a trend here. Here's the thing. I am not a huge pinball fan. I like playing pinball. I enjoy it quite a bit, but I don't like really get into how each game works. Like, I just haven't played it enough. So I don't have the in-depth that you guys do, knowledge of the boards. But I can tell you one thing. When I start playing a pinball game and a song that I enjoyed in my youth comes on while I'm playing the game, it makes me put number three as the Kiss pinball machine.
Sure.
I really do enjoy that. So, yeah, that's my number three.
Nice.
I'm assuming the more modern Kiss machine, not the 1977 Kiss machine.
Correct.
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. That would make more sense.
All right. My number three is a favorite of mine for a long time, because it's a very challenging table and it's got a ton going on. And that is Indiana Jones Path to Adventure.
Oh, man, that Path to Adventure is so hard to get.
It is hard to get. The video mode is excellent on that machine. I mean, it's just got a lot of ramps and targets and just lots of things going on. I mean, yeah, it's been one of my favorites for years. And all the clips from the Indiana, the first three Indiana Jones movies are excellent.
Yeah, that's good stuff. That's a good machine. Yeah,
it is.
My number three is one I, you know, started playing in the 90s. I suppose as most machines, I played most machines starting in the 80s and 90s. Number three, however, Medieval Madness.
Hmm.
Yeah, that almost made my list.
I love
Except
that
machine. Trolls are always broken.
Trolls!
If the trolls weren't always broken, that would have made my list instead of Path to Adventure.
That was one of the few things that normally worked at the bad pinball parlor place, is that normally the trolls did work.
Yeah, if it wasn't for that, I like that one. That yeah. one was like, it was very similar. I don't want to get too far into it. Let's wait for finish yeah. the list. I don't want to blow up anybody's spot.
I like the video. You know, it's got stuff going on. You get to rescue the princess, you know, defeat the dragons, bash down the castle walls.
The catapult shot was awesome.
Yeah, you have to, you know, pick whether you're going to shoot that chicken at the you know. Oh,
yeah, the chicken, the cow, or the skull, or the bowling ball. That's good stuff. Right.
Yep. Medieval Madness. All right, go ahead, Ray.
All right. So like I said, you can see a trend here. If there's one thing that I really enjoy in my pinball machine, it's when it plays a song from my youth that I really enjoy. My number two is the Metallica machine that can play like Creeping Death and For Whom the Bell Tolls. I remember these songs coming on and just like really enjoying it. I'm never good at, like, I never last very long in pinball, but I like it when I get that bit of feedback.
I like your theme. I hate that machine real bad.
I remember it not is. Really enjoying the machine, but really enjoying the songs coming on.
Yeah, it is. That table is not fun to play for me.
What, Metallica?
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't think I've played it enough times to know it that well.
All right. Which number two, then?
Oh, my number two is World Cup Soccer. World Cup Soccer was so good. You got to pick your team that you want to represent in the beginning of the game. You've got the goal shot. You've got that spinning soccer ball that launches it goodness knows where.
Yeah.
I mean, boy, that was, again, it had a lot going on. It rarely broke. The goalie worked most of the time.
Yeah, it really did.
Yeah.
Goal!
I somehow used magnets more successfully than like 90% of the pinball games I've ever played.
Striker.
All right, that's the first one mentioned that I don't really remember at all.
Oh, boy.
World Cup Soccer.
Yeah, I played that a lot. John had that in the store for a while.
Huh. I was only in his store a couple times, so.
Yeah, played a lot of World Cup Soccer. That was a good machine.
Yeah, that was a treat. All right,
my number two is a much more recent pinball machine. It is the Wizard of Oz.
Wow, number two?
That machine is fantastic.
It's a good machine, but zowie.
It's fantastic.
Oh, man.
It's got so much going on. It's so bright and shiny.
But it's like brand new, dude.
It's only like 3 or 4 years old, yeah.
It's like 25% video game.
It's fantastic. I love the Wizard of Oz machine.
Wow. I know you do, but I didn't think it was a number twoer.
Oh, man. It's real good.
Your whole list is being called into question suddenly.
I think I'll bring you back with number one.
We'll see. I hope so.
Right, what you got for number one?
Oh, come on, stick with the theme.
If there's one thing that I really enjoy in pinball, it's when
it's kind of Guns N' Roses, right?
Songs from my youth, like Aces High and 2 Minutes to Midnight, come on while I'm playing a pinball machine. The Iron Maiden pinball machine.
Game? That was a good game.
I really enjoyed that game.
That's even newer than the Wizard of Oz machine.
That's true, but I spent a little, when I finally got on that machine, I tried to spend as much time on it as possible.
Yeah, Ray prefaced it with, you know, he's got a specific thing that he's drawn to, and he's not, you know, as hardcore about pinball as some other people on the show.
Yeah.
So I didn't expect, and I expected it to be on this list because I like that machine for the same reason.
That's a fun machine.
Yeah.
No, not that Iron Maiden machine, Samurai. Yeah,
not the 1984 Iron Maiden game by Stern. I think it just came out in, what, 2000?
Is it a Jersey Jacks?
2018?
I remember if that's a Jersey Jacks or an independent pinball.
I don't know, but it was a good table.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, it is Stern. Look at that. Legacy of the Beast.
Wow. Ha, there you go, Alpha. Stern made someone's list at number one.
Yeah. Now, granted, it's not because it was Stern, but...
Right! No, it's because it's the music. Right. And it has the trademark look of a Stern machine, because apart from the ramps and the cool music, it's just vacant right there in the bottom center.
Right, true.
Just nothing. Just a giant void. Classic Stern. Ah, hate it.
What's your number one, Danny?
Oh, my number one is, of course, Whodunit.
Oh, that's a solid game.
Whodunit is such a good table. It's got that the double ramp into the elevator right in the center shot that has like three different functions. It's got
Tell
the roulette
me more
wheel.
About Bruno.
Oh, yeah, it's got crimes to solve. So, yeah, it's got an ongoing story in the game.
Oh,
and yep. It's very accessible, and the side shots are great.
You're playing roulette, you're playing a slot machine, you're answering a phone, you're tracking down criminals,
in the middle every
you're
time.
Interrogating suspects.
Yeah, the multi-ball is solid, and it's got multiple multi-balls. It's got, like, I've solved it multi-ball, rooftop multi-ball. Doesn't someone try to murder you if you actually go in the basement, and then that leads to, like, a two-ball multi-ball? It's a dynamite table. Definitely my favorite pinball game of all time.
Oh, man, that is a solid, solid machine.
Yeah.
Man. My number one, welcome back to the Theater of Magic.
That's a really good table. You have won me back. I was disappointed with the number two, but Theater of Magic.
I could play Theater of Magic all day long and not get bored.
Yeah, because to work through all the magic tricks.
Yep.
And again, another game where they actually utilized magnets appropriately.
Yes. You got the magic chest. You're doing. You know. You can slide into the basement to get that basement multi ball.
Right. Oh. There's that one shot. If you hit it just the right speed, you can sneak it around the magic chest before it's spun around and get. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
That
everything
is
good about that game
amazing.
Except for the Tiger Saw. Tiger Saw is the worst.
But man,
it doesn't make sense, and the ball kickback is too fast.
Yeah, it is fast. But I could play that table really all day long.
Yeah.
And just enjoy myself.
That's a hard one to get tired of.
Yeah. I was really kind of sad that Guns N' Roses did not make
I can't
Ray's
believe it
list.
Didn't make your list.
I know that it's probably number four.
How did
four.
It get eclipsed by Wizard of Oz?
It's probably number four, dude. I really love that Guns N' Roses machine.
Yeah,
but
you
I have
do.
A different honorable mention. Are you ready?
Yeah, I am.
Made by, it's brand new. Brand new. Never seen it in person. Only seen it on the internet. Jersey Jack's Pinball has made a brand spanking new Willy Wonka pinball machine. And it looks fantabulous.
I don't know how we're going to make that happen, but count
me
in.
I don't know, but if anyone out there wants to start a GoFundMe for this guy and kick me in
$12,500. $12,000? That seems steep.
I would love to have one of these machines sitting here in my house so I could play Willy Wonka all freaking day.
I need to see the table. I don't know how I feel about Jersey Jack's. I played, like, 70% of their stuff was decent, but I don't remember any of it knocking my socks off. $12,000 is way steep for a pinball table.
Well, there's a $7,500 version, but it's sold out. There's a $9,500 version. That one's sold out. So the only one you can get is the collector's edition, where they're only made 500 of them.
Oh.
And it's $12,500.
Does it come with a golden ticket?
Yeah, it's me writing a check for $12,500.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, I did not have room for honorable mentions. Again, like I said, for me, an honorable mention is pretty much any game produced by Williams or Bally from, like, 1989 on. 1001 Arabian Nights? Ugh, that's a good game. There's a game where the Universal Monsters form a rock band.
Oh, Monster Mash.
That game is amazing.
Yeah, that's a good time.
No Good Gophers is a good game,
Whoa,
although the ramp's a little
game.
Sketchy. Funhouse, we reference that one all the time.
Funhouse.
I love that. Stay away from the clock.
We didn't do Roadshow.
Roadshow was amazing. Jerk alert.
Jerk alert.
You know what game? You know what table falls in that category that I actually secretly hate? Twilight Zone.
Mm.
That game is too hard. I hate it.
I remember that being difficult.
Hard.
I really wanted to like that game.
I did too. It should have been amazing.
Yeah, it's got that special ball that's different
it
than
does.
All the rest.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it really has a lot of cool features, but it was daunting. Yeah.
I really like the Star Trek Next Generation pinball machine.
Right.
That game's great.
Oh, so what I was going to say earlier was I like Safe Medieval Cracker. Madness because it reminds me very much of Attack from Mars.
Oh, yeah. It's an Attack from Mars.
It's pretty much the same game. It's the same game with the same loops, and it's got popping up trolls instead of dancing aliens.
Yeah.
And I loved Attack from Mars. That was a good game.
Those are all very fine machines.
It's all the nostalgia I can handle.
Yeah.
Dying on the inside without replay effects. And that place where we used to go. All of my pinball outlets have been destroyed.
Yeah, pinball parlor. Like I said, we're going to have to make a trip to Vegas to go to the Pinball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that was a nice place. Not as nice as I'd hoped, but it had a lot of stuff. Like, I guess I was just imagining somewhere, like, nice-ish, and it was like a garage.
Yeah.
In the middle of the desert.
Yeah, it has, like, you know, some really high-quality pinball machines.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's absolutely. Just kind of a, you know, empty warehouse space that they rented for, like, $350.
Yeah, Next Generation was a good game, Samurai.
Yeah,
I liked that one quite a bit. You could launch the ball out of the shuttle at some
good
targets.
Games.
It was a good game.
All right, well, there you go. Top three pinball tables. Let's get in the
Ray likes
car
ones with music, the end.
And drive over to Facts and Drive. Ian,
yes.
What's the quiz?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Now, if I keep my notes in order, it tells me that last week, there was a gentleman named Thor. Every now and again, he carries Mjolnir with him. And I wanted to know what type of metal it was made out of. Turns out it was made of Uru. Does that sound like I pronounced it right?
Yeah.
Yep, Uru. Yep.
U-R-U. Okay, great. Let's see what we have this week. Oh, so not part of the most recent team event in the game, but sometimes part of the team event in the game is the World Eater known as Galactus. And like all World Eaters, he does have his own world, which I don't believe he ate. But do you know what Galactus's home planet is called?
Ooh, nice.
Thanks. I'll tell you next week. Sorry. I got distracted by Discord, and it was a little bit enough to make me go, which is a lot. So there you have it. Galactus's home planet. I will have the answer for you next week.
Very good. Let's hit the mailbag then. Willie, what you got?
All right. I don't know what happened. I don't know if I didn't get the post over on the D3 forum. If that's the case, I apologize. I don't know. I couldn't find it again. So I don't have anything from there, but I do have some comments from Reddit. Stink Palm says, quote, "A man's got to eat," end quote, is not only a great clue for an upcoming blob release, hint, hint, devs, but it's also festive, appropriate, top marks to Craig. Then he came back and edited, and he says he shouted, "Yes!" to an empty car when Ray said, "I want to find out what happened with Dengar." Very excited about Dengar. For a little while,
looks like he's seen a lot. Yeah,
for a little while, he says, "I thought Bill Burr was playing Dengar in The Mandalorian and was well pleased, but it wasn't."
No.
Second edit, he came back again and said, "Star Trek non sequitur, can we actually make transparent aluminum? It's fascinating, totally understandable process. I never thought I would say that. I want to look and see what he's talking about, but I didn't have time."
Huh.
Then he came back for a third edit, approaching wall of text zone, and saying, "I really need to get better at this," in the whole, you know, posting comments. Okay, very surprised that nobody said Terminator 2 was a worthy sequel.
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
Just didn't make the list. There's so many.
Right. To me, it wouldn't make the list because it's just got a little bit too silly humor between the characters. But I don't like forced comedy. You know what I mean? But...
Yes, I did.
Still a solid movie, though.
Yes, yeah. Very good.
Samurai says he was going to write a rather lengthy piece from Russia with Love as a favorite sequel, how it foregoes the over-the-top elements of Bond films, like a doomsday weapon and stuff, but it delivers just a straightforward spy movie with a few twists along the way. But all that changed when Craig started talking about the delayed Steelers-Ravens game, and it, you know, apparently you two just need to have it out somewhere, because, I'm not reading all of his comments, because it'll start a war. You can go read his comments on the Reddit there, Craig.
Sorry, he's in a different war already.
That's right. I'm telling Alpha, he can go stick it because he is completely so far wrong on a subject that it's impossible.
Alpha was making some points that are contrary to the points Craig was trying to make. But Craig didn't say he had any objections to forced funny. That was Ray and I that don't like the forced funny.
Alpha was complaining about Star Trek IV, which is easily the second best Star Trek movie.
Right, he's saying it has too much forced funny in it.
It does not. Does not.
No, it absolutely does. Again, it's still a good movie, but it does have too much of...
Well, double dumb beep on you.
You see? Exactly. You and Alpha said that at the same time, and you're both trying to make your own different points.
Yes, and for me, that is glorious. Captain, you know, with all the, the expletives... Oh, well, you'll find it in the literature of all the giants of the air.
In a crazy twist, with this samurai beef that distracted Samurai from the movie, Samurai was totally wrong. Lamar Jackson absolutely had COVID. They tried to stretch it out as long as possible so they could include him. They definitely gave the Ravens preferential treatment over all other Steelers teams. You got to try to sell your MVP.
Well, I think that the argument, not that I really don't want to get into this, but I think the argument the Samurai was making was that the league hates the Steelers. He was saying that that's just incorrect, that the league does not hate the Steelers. And he cited several examples, which I didn't get and don't understand, so I can't make the argument. But in any case.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know that that's true.
I know where we keep the nuclear vessels, and they're in Alameda. Alameda. Yes, that's what I said, Alameda. Where they keep the nuclear vessels. Glorious.
All right, I'm moving on.
Give it,
Doug. Okay. D-Wing commented, D-Wing's wall of text, how does Ray's brother feel about being the only reason that Craig decided to actually do show stuff? I don't know. You'll have to ask him. He's on. Episode 200 and nice. Continuing, Dewing says, that might be my favorite poker story to date, talking about Nick and his playing 6-9. It's a good story. We have a few poker stories about Nick. Ray may get an early episode win by leaving on the vocal cacophony of Crash rather than using a sound effect. I am really glad somebody appreciated that, because when I got to to put in the sound effect, I'm like, well, I don't know which sound effect to use. And then I listen to it again, and I'm like, it doesn't need the sound effect. I just went with, the sounds we made, and I think it worked. So thanks, D-Wing.
Nice. Yeah.
He also says, Blob was actually going to be my guess, as stubborn can mean unmoving, and passionate can be a big heart, and I assume his heart is oversized as heck. Probably.
Blob discovered the true meaning of Christmas.
In the top three, he says, these lists are everything I have hoped for. You all get the episode win. Happy Thanksgiving. Hey, thanks.
Thanks. You as well.
And so tempted to rescind Craig's share of the episode win for the clue that was given. Not because of the clue itself. I get it. But because he made it sound dirty, and now I have to try to unhear it.
Wow. All right, then.
I don't remember it sounding dirty, but okay. I can't argue. And finally, on to Perondiak, who made a few points. More Tron, another sequel, is coming with Jared Leto, so be careful for what you wish for, Craig.
I like Jared Leto.
More Tron.
Still like Jared Leto.
Yeah. He also says, new character Scorpion is a good non-Batroc addition. He's already going to pair well with Eddie Brock Venom that's a good point. Didn't think about that. And Polaris, obviously. And he did also have a comment. I didn't know that we left it in the show, but a comment on our Mandalorian talk. He says, was not a fan of Rosario Dawson, especially on rewatching it. And this is turning more and more into a fetch side quest show, even with big name drop, because holy F-bomb, that was exciting, the big name drop.
But
yeah, I completely disagree with the, well, it's turning into a sideshow, a fetch sideshow, whatever.
Right.
No.
I don't understand why that's bad, and I don't understand what you want in the place of
right.
that.
I enjoy that. I think it's a really good setup to do. It furthers the main plot in some instances.
Have you never played an RPG? Do you just play the main story? Is that how you play your Fallout games? You're disgusting.
Wow.
So, yeah, I still thoroughly enjoy it. And I don't want to get into it because, again, spoilers, people haven't watched it. But, man, I enjoy it more and more each week.
I can't imagine not doing side quests. Hey, I tried that Skyrim game. It wasn't so good. I finished it in like 10 hours. What's everybody talking about? I skipped every side quest. They're lame. They're going to try to make it into a show called The Mandalorian.
Man. Fired up.
It is like watching old westerns.
Yeah, it absolutely
I wonder,
is.
I wonder,
and it had Michael Biehn. What more do you need?
I wonder how he feels about The Witcher.
I love that show.
Yeah.
And the game series.
Yeah. But, you know, it's got side quests and things to do. And
I do. I feel like it's revolutionary. Yeah. I feel like The Witcher is the closest thing to attempting to bridge the gap between video games and pornography.
Well, I'm not sure that gap needed to be bridged, but...
It does! I would buy lots of those things!
It definitely was a fun watch, and definitely...
That's a whole different reason to toss a coin to your Witcher.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, it was still a solid show, solid game, but it walked a fine line. It's tough.
Definitely not for kids or safe for work.
Oh, Valley of Plenty.
All right, that's all I got. That was what was in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
All right.
Oh, man, that cracked me up. All
right. It sure did.
All right, then, once again, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
And we just want to pump.
You are. And then clap.
All right. I think we're back on board for boosted characters this week. No, someone had reminded me, and they even made a comment about it, and I was supposed to pay attention. Angel is boosted. And what was he supposed to? It's like some other character.
Doctor Strange is blue, except divided up over three powers.
Yes, over three powers. So it's a countdown tile that does damage when it expires, stuns you for a while, and something about, what else do the Crimson Bands do? Do they steal or create AP?
I think Angel does. I don't know that Crimson Bands does, but...
All right. Yeah, Angel boosted. You're not going to use them. Let's not worry about it. Let's talk about Gray Suit Black Widow. That really expensive green AoE, if you enjoy that, it's going to do, you know, a good amount of damage for AoE and for a 3-star level of play.
I love firing that power just to watch it.
Draw a little circle on the board.
Yeah. Boom!
But her red also does, you know, acceptable damage as far and destruction. Electra, 3-star came second. What does 3-star do? Does she still shadow step?
I don't know. She cripples your kneecap, right? That's a power. Crippling blow.
Crippling blow. Instead of the dance ballet of death, she now has a crippling blow.
Sure.
I don't know. Yeah, you're not going to use her either. Skip. Let's talk about Iron Fist.
Yeah.
His purple. When you have enough black AP in your pool, already does good damage. It'll be even better when he's boosted. And the strike tiles that he puts out are also solid. Iron Man, again, if you use the damage dealing half of his or 2/3 of his powers, his AoE is okay. And his direct damage red is very good. Oh, no. New people. Elsa Bloodstone. These are 4-stars now. She's boosted. I recently acquired one cover of her during that last event we had, which was nice. Uh-oh. My infographic isn't highlighted. I'll have to read. her red does some damage. That'll be boosted. Looks like her blue does some damage as well. And additional damage, so that'll be good. And purple, if you can trigger those trap tiles, those are going to do more damage.
You left out the best part. She does... stunned all the plethora of airborne and invisible things.
Yeah, stun does not affected by the fact that she's boosted.
Well, it's still her main thing.
It is, but I'm not here to rehash her abilities. Uh-huh. I'm here to tell you how her being boosted will affect the character, I think. I thought that was the theme of this. I could just go over each character every week if you'd like. I felt like we had a good thing going here, Craig. Back to the exciting characters that are boosted in the 4-star.
Not this next one.
Oh, totally. Emma Frost, the White Queen, totally boosted. Her yellow, she can use that to make strike tiles and buff them. So better strike tiles, better buffing. Not boofing, though. Don't look that up.
No.
Although I don't know what you would find. I feel like you would find that that's the name of the Teen Wolf's love interest in the movie Teen Wolf.
What?
Didn't you remember? You've never seen Teen Wolf?
I have.
Michael J. Fox?
Yeah,
his girlfriend in the end? Wasn't her name Boof?
I don't recall that.
Really? I'm like 99% certain that it was.
99% certain. I have no clue. I definitely saw that.
Michael J. Fox, Teen Wolf. He plays basketball.
It's a good movie. And it's infinitely better than the sequel with Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman? It is.
That was terrible.
The Michael J. Fox version, the best of all Teen Wolves.
Donkey Teeth is all on board saying you are correct. So
thanks, Teeth.
I just have no memory. Let's see. Yeah.
That's fine. First, many things have come and gone through my brain. I'm sad that that has lasted with me since like 84. let's talk about Hellcat. let's see. She buffs tiles, so the degree to which they are buffed isn't good. Her strike tiles that she makes with her red going to be better, and the damage from her cat-like reflexes will be increased this week. Uh-oh. Hold on, I gotta scroll up. Okay. Sorry. Based on the infographic and the powers, I still didn't know who it was. Turns out it's Northstar. Northstar is boosted. Let's see what's going on here. Oh, his blue does a little bit of damage, so he'll do a little bit more. His yellow burst health is going to be increased, and damage dealing could possibly happen from his black ability. Oh, lastly, certainly most familiar to Melee, is none other than Goddess of Thunder, Thor.
She's got an AoE.
She does, but it's awful. Awful. It's boosted, and it's still awful. But the damage that she does with her red is two thumbs up.
Is there anything sadder than having to fire that yellow power just because you have, like, you've got no...
Because it's all you have happening?
Yep, and you're like, ha-ha! Whatever.
Yeah. No, I feel like...
Like, her other powers are so good. That yellow power is so bad.
It is, and it's fair. It balances her out, but I feel like I've had to do that to win a crash with her. I'm like, I was trying, and I just couldn't make anything happen, so I had to yellow them to death.
Wow. Yeah. That would require a lot of yellow.
That's dark times. All right, let's see what Samurai has to say about these boosted characters. Oh, he very briefly and succinctly reminds you of the old combo that... Iron Man Model 40 makes red and blue, which makes Thor, Goddess of Thunder, extra powerful, and you can use her to mash everybody on the screen.
Yep. And he's using all the yellow, not her.
Yes, he uses the yellow, she uses the red and blue. Everything comes to a crashing halt. As far as the other characters...
Look for a green-purple.
You gotta get really creative to find something good this week. Iron Fist seems kind of nice. You compare him with Luke Cage and Scarlet Witch.
You could.
None of the other boosted characters are green-purple characters. With those two, I just throw in a green-purple. It doesn't matter who they are.
Right.
Like Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smart. There we go. Ray has cracked the code.
Get you green-purple and black. All in, you know.
That's good stuff. All right. Well, there you have it. Listen to me now. Believe me later. That's who's boosted this week. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. Sorry.
That was weird. Don't do that again.
It was very strange. Let's head over to Team Up Time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray. Moon Knight is a good suggestion for a purple and green. And Samurai pointed out that Elsa is good if the game throws Vulture at you. Because that happened to me the other day. I was trying to finish my daily stuffs. And I accidentally fought a team with Vulture. Oh, it went on forever. Because I had, I don't remember whose versus it was, but I think I had Riri and Luke Cage on my team. Oh, and Squirrel Girl. So Luke Cage and Squirrel Girl put out a gabillion projectiles. So, and he was in the air for 10 solid minutes. I was so bored. He would come down. He would hit me with his hybrid tech slicer. It would do 2 damage. I'd be like, oh. And he just, for some reason, his hybrid, again, I'm sure if I read the power and understood how this game worked, it wouldn't seem so shocking. But like sometimes I'm like, all right, this is going to be my chance. And then hybrid tech slicer would just give him some more black. I'd be like, what is that garbage? Every time. Yep. And I just got super angry. And I know we've discussed this on the show before, but I'd just like to add, whoever was in charge of programming the AI for computer-run She-Hulk, you are a dirty, dirty cheater, and you should not be allowed to program the AI anymore. I know it says randomly, because I read her power, and it is not random. 100% of the time, it targets my most powerful AP pool and reduces it to zero. 100% of the time, you dirty cheaters. That's my gaming rage from last week. All right. Synergy segment featuring Ray.
All right. This week, the team up is was given to me. Oh, I don't have who it was. Well, there you go. I don't have a name.
Burn.
But here you go. It is from a listener. Remember when fortified tiles were new and exciting? No, of course not. No one does. But you can still make them useful with this team. Shuri, Magic, and Android Jim. So Fire Magic's purple, or the Torch's green, makes a repeater. Torch fires it, Magic throws out specials, fortifying some. Fire Jim's green, same thing. Anything not fortified yet? Shuri can fortify most of them with her red. Also, Shuri's blue lowers power costs once you have 5 fortified, and Jim just keeps generating countdowns. Torch's red is the big gun then, as it nukes AoE damage and generates AP for destroying the repeater tiles. But the best part is, they're all fortified now, so they actually don't go anywhere. There's a lot going on with the team. You can make Magic's red instead of Torch's for the big one target damage if you need to. So give it a try. He suggests Magic at a 3-5-5. Shuri doesn't really matter so much, maybe at a 5-4-4. And Android Jim, he gives 2 specs, either a 5-3-5 or a 5-4-4. So there you go. Have fun with fortified tiles. I would never have thought about it, but yeah, makes sense. So there you go. That's the team up for this week. Magic, Shuri, and Human Torch, 4 stars. Brought to you, as always, by Unify.
Unify. All right, let's open some stuff.
All right. I'm heading in that direction.
All right, I got 5 to go.
You're never going to guess.
You doing 1?
I got 1. My 1 is a 4-star... quick reflexes. Flip the pow.
Flip the pow? Did you poke the horn on the back of his head?
I didn't. I poked that little claspy bit on his shoulder.
All right, I'm going to go with the horn on the back of his head.
Okay.
That's a Polaris.
Wow, okay. That's
good.
I'll
try it again. That is a Power Man, bunch of fiddle foul. Next one is Big Pun. I probably better switch to somewhere else. Let's go with his nose hole. Well, that's a 2099 Spider-Man. Eyeball poking is Danny Rand. Hi, I'm Danny Rand. Have you ever heard of me? I'm Danny Rand.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. Sad times.
Okay.
At Richmond, hi.
Did you save all the 5 stars for me? Sounds good.
Yeah. Apparently.
All right. Let's go for an eye poke for a 4-star Ghost Rider. Pennant stare.
Oh, so close.
Yeah, I like the shoulder clasp idea. Nope. Also a 4-star. Peggy Carter. Do as Peggy says. And my final and third, go for jaw poke. Nope, still 4-star. Ant-Man. Okay, got some classics.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. Nothing exciting.
Thanks as always to this guy.
This guy. Ian, tell me about that podcast network.
I will. We are part of a podcast network. The name of the podcast network is the soon-to-be-named network. You can find it at soontobenamednetwork.com. We have teamed up with a lot of other great podcasts to expose you to a lot of good shows for your podcast listening needs. Soon to be named network, soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
No, I already worked through my MPQ rage, so I'm good.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
Okie doke. Thanks everybody for joining us again this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comment, suggestions, shoot them at Ray. Pick a language. We'll see what happens. If you want to throw us a bone, click on our Amazon banner, buy yourself something, or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. Goodbye for now, and remember, kids, nothing lasts forever in the cold November rain. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.